Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Resources Minister Shane Jones says the coalition will not only lift the ban on oil and gas exploration, but re-establish New Zealand as an attractive and secure destination for international investment. The changes will be made later this year in amendments to the Crown Minerals Act. He says the 2018 exploration ban was introduced by the previous Labour New Zealand First government, not only halted the exploration needed to identify new resources, but it also shrank investment in further development of known gas fields which are needed to sustain current levels of use. Mr. Jones made the announcement after more than 10,000 people marched down Auckland's Queen Street to protest the government's fast-track bill. Greenpeace says the plan to reopen New Zealand to offshore oil and gas exploration is a pipe dream. Greenpeace Aotearoa spokesperson Niam O'Flynn says the oil exploration industry won't risk coming back to Aotearoa after being driven out under the Key government by conservation groups together with iwi and hapū, the length of the country. The Environment Select Committee will today start hearing oral submissions on the fast-track approvals bill. It received 27,000 written submissions, including one from Haimona Maruera from Te Runanga o Ngāti Ruanui, who said the bill was inconsistent with the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi and it won't stop the iwi's fight against seabed mining off the Taranaki coast. The country's only wahine Māori breast cancer surgeon says she wants to close the inequity in breast cancer survival for wahine Māori. Whangārei-based surgeon Dr. Maxine Ronald has won the first three-year Māori Breast Cancer Research Fellowship worth $300,000, funded by He Ahuru Mōwai Māori, Cancer Leadership Aotearoa, Breast Cancer Cure and the Breast Cancer Foundation. She says wahine Māori are 35% more likely to get breast cancer and 33% more likely to die from it than non-Māori, despite the health system having very good breast cancer treatments.
But Māori wahine are just not really being able to experience the full impact of those amazing breast cancer treatments for a number of reasons. So what we're wanting to do is focus on those pathways so that we can have an equitable breast cancer outcome for our wahine and for our whānau.
Dr. Maxine Ronald. A cultural rōpū from the Far North's Taipa Area School says participating in the 13th Festival of Pacific Arts and Culture in Hawaii will be a life-changing experience. Deputy Principal Christian McDonald said most of the 26 students had never been overseas before or even on a plane. He says they've immersed themselves in the event, which has drawn more than 2,000 delegates from 27 Pacific nations.
There's just so much things happening in every space that you can think of, whether you're on the waka, whether you're preparing at the festival itself, or whether you're rōpū practicing around the motu. The atmosphere is just vibrant and just full of Indigenous culture and spirit, so we're really blessed to be here.
The school community raised more than $200,000 for the 10-day trip. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou.